affected by dementia and how debilitating it can be for the sufferer, as well as the impact it can have on loved ones around them. Well, for one former resident of the South, losing his mum to a rare and aggressive form of dementia back in 2014 spurred him on to do a trek to raise funds for the Alzheimer's Society for more research into the disease. Eamon Donnelly, who used to live in Bournemouth and Poole, is three quarters of the way through his 2,500-kilometre trek from Austria to Armagh, which has taken him across mountain ranges and seen him cover 35 miles a day. Oh, Eamon has trekked across Kent and Surrey this afternoon, reached Andover and joins me on the line now. Really good to talk to you, Eamon. Thanks for coming onto the programme. So you've covered 1,700 kilometres so far. How are the legs?
The legs, sort of. Getting used to it, I suppose. But, I mean, you'd think the pain would stop at some stage, but you know, the feet particularly sore, you know, you just have to keep on going one step after another, you know, put one foot in front of the other, and eventually, if in the right direction, of course.
Are you doing that
eventually to get there, you know?
Have you got that thing in the evening when you do finally rest, that your legs are kind of in your head, they're carrying on and you can't seem to relax?
Yeah. I thought I was the only one maybe in the world had that. Well, yeah, that's happened. That happens to me, yeah. Yeah, that's, they're sort of walking or twitching or whatever.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Have you had that, or have you done a long walk yourself?
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, walking to the supermarket and back has that same effect on me. But no, I can't even imagine doing 1,700 kilometres. Now, you're doing this. Is this on your own you're doing this?
Pardon? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Are you doing this walk on your own?
No, I'm doing it with a very good friend from Austria. I live out in Austria. I've lived there since 1990. Mm-hmm. This is a very good friend. We play music together in an Irish band out there. And, he's come with me, and he's accompanied me the whole way. You know, so as you said, over the Alps, through Germany, up through France, and then England. You know.
That must have really helped.
Yeah, I think doing this on your own would be... You know, it's very difficult, just the two of us as well, because you still feel sort of on your own a lot of the time on these long roads. But, I mean, doing it completely on your own must be even more difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be incredibly hard. So tell me more about where this idea came from.
Well, for me, it was a very, very personal reason. I mean, as I said, I've lived out there for 20 years, since 1990. 27 years, and my mum passed away a few years ago, and from dementia. So I just thought, just some way of raising awareness, doing something, I don't know, different, extraordinary. I mean, certainly beyond my normal capabilities, would be perhaps a good way of raising money and getting a bit of attention drawn towards the disease and the problems associated with it. The fact that there isn't enough known about it, and perhaps the causes and a possible cure in the future.
So, yeah. And you talk about raising that money. How much are you hoping to raise?
Well, anything around £10,000 would be fantastic. I mean, if it goes above that, fantastic. You know, I hope as we near our final destination, that more attention might be drawn to it, and people might, donate a bit more money. But we're about halfway at the moment, so we're not doing too bad.
What is keeping you going on those really tough days where you are completely exhausted, your feet are hurting, your legs are twitching?
I suppose it is the thing that's bigger than me. I mean, if it was just me, if it was just about me and Seth here, perhaps I would have given up. I know I am a bit of a stubborn person. But I know certainly that the Alzheimer's Society is relying on this. I know my mum would be proud of me if she knew I was doing this. She certainly would be a big help and support. Mm. So it's just so much riding on it, I suppose. You know, and as I said, sometimes it is just a matter of putting one foot in front of the other. And when you have this big long road ahead of you, I don't know what motivates you really. You know, it's just perhaps so a lot of things, you know.
And what's describe the last little bit, or the last, I'm saying little bit, about halfway, as you just said. How what's your route? What's your plan from now on?
Well, we're heading now towards Bath and then Bristol. And the Alzheimer's Society will hopefully be able to put us up there for a couple of nights, perhaps privately. So we'll rest for a day, maybe get a bit of a massage or something, I don't know. And then head on through Wales over the Brecon Beacons. And Fishguard would be the crossing towards Rosslare, mm-hmm. Rosslare in Southern Ireland. And then up the east coast of Ireland, and finally into County Armagh, you know, so that's...
And you're expecting a warm welcome when you arrive to County Armagh?
I don't know. I mean, not from my father, certainly. I'm sure my father will give me a big hug.
I should think he probably will.
Yeah, and perhaps. I know my sister's probably going to organise something a bit bigger. I don't want to... Speculation.
Yeah, well, I think you will get a welcome and a rather large pint of Guinness that I think you deserve.
I'll get that one in Rosslare.
we'll have one for us as well. Eamon, really good to talk to you. If people do want to donate or find out a little bit more about what you're doing, how can they do that?
Well, they can follow us on Twitter. It's at Dementia Walk. So if you go to Twitter, at Dementia Walk.
At Dementia Walk on Twitter, and then all the links are on there.
Well, yes, and the BT My Donate, that's the, you can donate directly through that.
Okay.
And we also have a blog or a website which people can follow, we have a live tracker which people can follow and see where we are. And
fabulous.
Right, occasionally.
And all right.
The long walk, so if you type it into Google, just the long walk home.
The long walk home,
and
okay.
And then you put another word like Ireland, and then the blog will come up, and it's quite interesting,
all right.
I think.
Well, we've tweeted all those details as well, Eamon. So if you just have a look for at BBC Radio Silent, all the information's on there. Really good luck to you. Thank you very much indeed. And hopefully we'll catch up with you when you're back safe and sound in County Armagh with that rather large pint of Guinness. Eamon Donnelly talking to me live from Andover this afternoon, 28 minutes past.